During February, we remember the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. Today, we take a look at the man who held the same office immediately after him, a man who is mostly forgotten. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Abraham Lincoln is one of the most well-known presidents in American history, of course. His vice president holds the opposite distinction.
In 1860, it's Hannibal Hamlin of Maine, and so he has attached himself to a New England Republican.
Jeremy Neely is an assistant professor of history at Missouri State University and a historian who focuses on the Civil War time period. Hamlin added geographic balance to the 1860 presidential ticket, but 4 years later, Lincoln switched running mates.
Lincoln fears, reasonably, he may not win re-election. He's actually fearful he may not even capture the nomination of his own party. And this is despite major victories at places like Gettysburg and Vicksburg. There is no apparent end in sight. And so what Lincoln does is he ditches Hamlin.
So Lincoln looked for a vice president that would help him become the Republicans' candidate for president and boost his chances for re-election.
He's got to appeal to voters in the middle. And so what Lincoln does in selecting a new vice president is he finds in Andrew Johnson someone who has been a Democrat, but also someone who is a Southerner from Tennessee.
Andrew Johnson was an anomaly when it came to Southern legislators during the Civil War.
When Tennessee secedes from the Union, Johnson is the only Southern Democrat within the United States Senate who sticks around. Every other congressional representative from a seceding state went back home.
Lincoln and Johnson would go on to win that presidential election in 1864, of course.
He looks like a solid choice. Even after Lincoln is assassinated in April of 65, many radical Republicans believe that he's still a sound leader. They have little to fear, many of them write.
But the tables would soon turn for Johnson. That story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.